Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial on Basic Trigonometry. Course Objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn concepts of the unit circle, right triangles, the six trigonometric functions, periodic behavior of trigonometric functions, fundamental identities of trigonometric functions, common values of trigonometric functions, and the use of reference angles. Basic Trigonometry Concept Map. The concept map will show how new material in this tutorial relates to previously learned material. Trigonometry uses the unit circle and right triangles to describe the trigonometric functions. The trigonometric functions are sine, cosine, and tangent, and their reciprocals, cosecant, secant, and cotangent, respectively. Trigonometry also uses angles in degrees and radians to solve problems. This section will introduce the unit circle and relate it to the trigonometric functions. Definition: Unit circle. A unit circle is a circle of radius 1 centered at the origin. Let x, y be the coordinates of a point P on a unit circle. The coordinates x, y obey the equation x squared plus y squared equals 1. Example, unit circle. Does the point 3/5, 4/5 lie on the unit circle? Solution. Determine if the point lies on the unit circle by plugging the given values into the equation for the unit circle. We are testing whether 3/5 squared plus 4/5 squared equals 1. Simplify to get 9 over 25 plus 16 over 25. Add the fractions to get 25 over 25. The sum of the squares of the coordinates is equal to 1. Therefore, 3/5, 4/5 lies on the unit circle. Unit circle and trig functions. The six trigonometric functions are sine, cosine, tangent, cosecant, secant, and cotangent. On the unit circle, the six trigonometric function values are sine of theta equals y, cosine of theta equals x, tangent of theta equals y over x, cosecant of theta equals 1 over y, secant of theta equals 1 over x, and cotangent of theta equals x over y. Note, sine and cosecant are reciprocals, cosine and secant are reciprocals, and tangent and cotangent are reciprocals. Example, trig and unit circle. The point 3/4 lies on the unit circle. Find the six trigonometric function values for this point. Solution. Sine of theta is 4. Cosine of theta is 3. Tangent of theta is 4/3. Cosecant of theta is 1/4. Secant of theta is 1/3. And cotangent of theta is 3/4. Definitions, domain and range. The domain is the set of all possible values of theta, also known as the input. The range is the set of all possible values of f of theta, also known as the output. The domain of the sine of theta is all real numbers, and the range is negative 1 to 1. The domain of cosine of theta is all real numbers, and the range is negative 1 to 1. The domain of tangent of theta is all values not equal to pi over 2 plus k times pi, and the range is all real numbers. The domain of cosecant of theta is all values not equal to k times pi, and the range is negative infinity to negative 1 and 1 to infinity. The domain of secant of theta is all values not equal to pi over 2 plus k times pi, and the range is negative infinity to negative 1 and 1 to infinity. The domain of cotangent of theta is all values not equal to k times pi, and the range is all real numbers. Note, k is any integer. Example, domain and range. Which value does not belong to the domain of tangent of theta? Pi, 2 pi, 5 pi over 2, 6 pi over 2, or 8 pi over 2. The domain of tangent of theta is all values not equal to pi over 2 plus k times pi, where k is any integer. Tangent is undefined for theta equal to 5 pi over 2. Therefore, 5 pi over 2 does not belong to the domain of tangent of theta. Definition: periodic function. A function is periodic if it repeats itself at regular intervals. A period is any interval over which a function repeats itself. A fundamental period is the smallest interval over which a periodic function repeats itself. Examples: the six trigonometric functions are all examples of periodic functions. 360 degrees, or 2 pi radians, is the fundamental period of sine of theta, cosine of theta, cosecant of theta, and secant of theta. 180 degrees, or pi radians, is the fundamental period of tangent of theta and cotangent of theta. Definition: quadrant. The coordinate plane is divided by its axes into four quadrants. The first quadrant occupies the upper right-hand corner of the coordinate plane. Both the x and y coordinates are positive, and the standard angle is between 0 and 90 degrees. The second quadrant occupies the upper left-hand corner of the coordinate plane. The x coordinate is negative, while the y coordinate is positive, and the standard angle is between 90 and 180 degrees. The third quadrant occupies the lower left-hand corner of the coordinate plane. Both the x and y coordinates are negative, and the standard angle is between 180 and 270 degrees. The fourth quadrant occupies the lower right-hand corner of the coordinate plane. The x coordinate is positive, while the y coordinate is negative, and the standard angle is between 270 and 360 degrees. Example, quadrants. In which quadrant does the standard angle 5 pi over 4 radians lie in? 1, 2, 3, or 4? 5 pi over 4 is greater than pi, but less than 3 pi over 2. Counting counterclockwise from the top right, 5 pi over 4 is in the third quadrant. Signs of trigonometric functions. The quadrant a standard angle lies in tells the sine of each trigonometric function. All students take calculus. Take the first letter from each word to remember the signs of the functions in quadrant 1 through 4, respectively. In the first quadrant, all the functions return a positive value. In the second quadrant, only sine and its reciprocal cosecant return positive values. In the third quadrant, only tangent and its reciprocal cotangent return positive values. And in the fourth quadrant, only cosine and its reciprocal secant return positive values. Example, trig function signs. In which quadrant is the product cosine of theta times sine of theta negative? Solution: a product of two numbers is negative if the numbers have opposite signs. We need to find the quadrants where sine and cosine have opposite signs. The signs of cosine and sine are opposite in quadrants 2 and 4. Therefore, the product of cosine of theta times sine of theta is negative in quadrants 2 and 4. This section will discuss right triangles and will reintroduce the trigonometric functions in terms of right triangles. Definition: right triangle. A right triangle is a geometric figure having three sides and three angles with exactly one angle with a measure of 90 degrees. The sum of the three angles of any triangle is always 180 degrees. The sum of the two non-right angles in a right triangle is 90 degrees. Given theta, the other non-right angle is 90 degrees minus theta. Example: missing angle. Find the measure of angle gamma in a triangle with given angle measures 50 degrees and 90 degrees. Solution: this is a right triangle. The sum of the two non-right angles must equal 90 degrees. Gamma plus 50 degrees equals 90 degrees. Solve the equation to get gamma equals 40 degrees. Pythagorean theorem. The Pythagorean theorem states that the square of the length of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the lengths of the two legs of a right triangle. R squared equals A squared plus B squared. The hypotenuse, R, is the longest side of a right triangle, and it is opposite the right angle. The legs of a right triangle, A and B, are the two shortest sides, and they join to form the right angle. Example: Pythagorean theorem. What is the length of leg B of a right triangle where the hypotenuse length is 7 and the other leg is 6? Solution: use the Pythagorean theorem to find B. Plug in the given values. B squared plus 6 squared equals 7 squared. Simplify the given terms. B squared plus 36 equals 49. Isolate b squared to get b squared equals 13. Take the square root of both sides to get the final answer. B equals radical 13. Right triangle and trig functions. The six trigonometric functions can be defined as ratios of the lengths of the sides of a right triangle. The sides are hypotenuse, opposite, and adjacent in relation to angle theta. You can use SOHCAHTOA to remember the ratios. SOHCAHTOA, SOHCAHTOA. SOHCAHTOA can help you remember sine of theta is opposite over hypotenuse. Cosine of theta is adjacent over hypotenuse. Tangent of theta is opposite over adjacent. The remaining trigonometric functions are reciprocals of the primary three. Cosecant of theta is hypotenuse over opposite. Secant of theta is hypotenuse over adjacent. And cotangent of theta is adjacent over opposite. Common angles in trigonometry. Two common triangles of trigonometry are the 30-60-90 and the 45-45-90. The numbers represent the measure of each angle. On the 30-60-90 triangle, the hypotenuse has length 2. The side opposite 30 degrees is length 1. And the side opposite 60 degrees is radical 3. On the 45-45-90 triangle, the hypotenuse has length radical 2, and both legs have a length of 1. We can use SOHCAHTOA to find the three primary trigonometric values for each of the non-right angles. Sine of 30 degrees is 1 over 2. Cosine of 30 degrees is radical 3 over 2. And tangent of 30 degrees is radical 3 over 3. Sine of 45 degrees is radical 2 over 2. Cosine of 45 degrees is radical 2 over 2. And tangent of 45 degrees is 1. Sine of 60 degrees is radical 3 over 2. Cosine of 60 degrees is 1 over 2. And tangent of 60 degrees is radical 3. Reciprocal and quotient identities. The following are the reciprocal identities. Sine of theta is 1 over cosecant of theta. Cosine of theta is 1 over secant of theta. Tangent of theta is 1 over cotangent of theta. The reciprocal identities are also true for the reciprocals of the primary three trigonometric functions. The following are the quotient identities. Tangent of theta is sine of theta over cosine of theta. Cotangent of theta is cosine of theta over sine of theta. Pythagorean and cofunction identities. The following are the Pythagorean identities. Sine of theta squared plus cosine of theta squared equals 1. 1 plus tangent of theta squared equals secant of theta squared. 1 plus cotangent of theta squared equals cosecant of theta squared. The following are the cofunction identities. Sine of quantity 90 degrees minus theta equals cosine of theta. Cosine of quantity 90 degrees minus theta equals sine of theta. Tangent of quantity 90 degrees minus theta equals cotangent of theta. Cosecant of quantity 90 degrees minus theta equals secant of theta. Secant of quantity 90 degrees minus theta equals cosecant of theta. Cotangent of quantity 90 degrees minus theta equals tangent of theta. Standard keys. Scientific calculators have the ability to change between degrees and radians. Scientific calculators also have keys for the primary trigonometric functions, tangent, cosine, and sine. Calculator, other trig functions. Some calculators may not have keys for cosecant, secant, and cotangent. Their values can be calculated by using the key corresponding to the appropriate reciprocal function, cosine, sine, or tangent, in combination with the reciprocal key. Example, application. Find the length of the opposite side of the triangle if the hypotenuse length is 8 and theta is 30 degrees. Solution. We are given the length of the hypotenuse and the value of theta. We need to find the length of the opposite side. The sine function relates the hypotenuse to the opposite side. Sine of 30 degrees equals opposite over 8. Use cross products to get opposite equals 8 times the sine of 30 degrees. Simplify to get the opposite side length equals 4. This section will present the concept of reference angles. Definition: reference angle. A reference angle of an angle theta is the acute angle between the terminal side of theta and the x-axis. Reference angles can be used to calculate the values of trigonometric functions of obtuse angles. Example: reference angle. Find the reference angle of 210 degrees or 7 pi over 6 radians. Solution. The terminal side of 210 degrees is in the third quadrant. The reference angle is between the terminal side and the negative x-axis. Find the difference between 210 degrees and 180 degrees to find the reference angle. The reference angle is 30 degrees. Evaluating obtuse angles. We can evaluate trigonometric functions of obtuse angles using the following steps. Step 1. Find the trigonometric function value of the reference angle corresponding to the obtuse angle theta. Step 2. Determine the sine of the function value using the trigonometric sine rules. All students take calculus. Example. Obtuse angle. Evaluate the tangent of 210 degrees. Solution. First, find the tangent of the reference angle. The reference angle is 30 degrees. Tangent of 30 degrees is radical 3 over 3. Second, use all students take calculus to determine the sine of the value. Since 210 degrees lies in the third quadrant, we know the tangent value is positive. Tangent of 210 degrees is radical 3 over 3. Summary. On the unit circle, the point xy is cosine of theta and sine of theta, respectively. The inverse of sine, cosine, and tangent are cosecant, secant, and cotangent, respectively. The trigonometric functions are periodic. All students take calculus can help you recall the sine rules. Use SOHCAHTOA, SOHCAHTOA, to recall the ratios that define the trigonometric functions. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial on basic trigonometry. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.